Can we become an equal opportunity society? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Donald Tomaskovic Devey, professor of sociology at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, has more.
In 1964, the U.S. Congress passed the Civil Rights Act, outlawing discrimination in employment. Social scientists who study law and practice have long known that the simple passage of a law does not produce social change. In the case of the Civil Rights Act, there was massive resistance. Progress was far from assured. So what happened? In the 60s and 70s, some African Americans got access to better jobs, although their progress largely stalled in the 80s when civil rights movement pressure weakened and political backlash strengthened. The same was true for gender-based progress in employment, although progress started and stalled later. This is not to say the Civil Rights Act failed, but that in practice, change in law requires supporting societal pressure and organizational change to be effective. In our research, we find that while employment discrimination remains widespread, formal legal complaints are relatively rare, and that discrimination charges rarely impact employer behavior. More commonly, employers respond to discrimination complaints as legal threats, working to isolate, retaliate, and often fire employees who complain. So, how do we move toward our national goals of equal opportunity in employment? Our research provides some clues. What is required is legal, political, and social pressure that encourages employers to create respectful workplaces, treat discrimination complaints as opportunities to improve their managerial practices. If firms embrace these opportunities to improve and respond to current calls for greater dignity in employment and racial justice, perhaps we will once again see progress towards workplace equity.
That was Donald Tomaskovic Devey of the University of Massachusetts Amherst. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.